You'd say he
dived off of that rock or dived off that board or whatever.
Right. And sometimes when people dive in, they might hit flat right here,
yeah.
Make a popping sound and throw up a lot of water,
yeah.
Kind of sting. What would you say he did?
I don't know what you'd say. Hit the water flat, I guess. I don't know what you would say about it.
I was wondering if people around here ever say something like belly flop or belly buster.
Well, yeah,
or
they say that things. I guess that's what it is. What?
Which one do you remember hearing?
Belly buster.
Belly buster.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you around here, do people use the word lanyap? Have you ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning just a gift or something extra, say that's for lanyap?
No, never.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And another expression, what would you say a baby does before it's able to walk? He just
crawls.
Sure. And like if I did my foot like that on the floor, you'd say I
stomped
the floor. Right.
Mad fit.
Right. When you were growing up as a young girl, did y'all ever play a game where you chased each other, tried to tag each other?
Oh, yeah. Ran around the roses. Several old games we chased, but I can't call any of them now.
In any of those?
Around the mulberry bush. Oh, I can't think of.
In any of those games, do you remember if there was a place you could run to and be safe where they couldn't tag you?
If you got to the base.
Got to the base.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
They couldn't tag you.
And this expression, if a man has a smile on his face all the time and something nice to say about everybody, you'd say, well, he sure seems to be in a good
mood.
Right. Or if
pleasant mood.
Mm-hmm. Or if somebody just laughs about anything, you might say, well, he sure has got a good sense of
humor.
Sure. Okay. What about if you had written somebody, after you got through with it, you put the letter in the envelope, what do you say you do to it? On the front of the envelope, you have to
address it.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard any other expressions people might have used years ago instead of address it?
Well, I might have, but I don't remember.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say back it?
Oh, well, that's what they used to use all the time.
Is that right?
When I was a kid, yeah, you not sort of address a letter. You always back. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yep, that's right.
And you might say, well, I'd like to write so-and-so, but I just don't know his
address.
Sure. What about a child who always goes around telling on other children? What would you call him?
Tattletale.
Yeah. Never were too popular, I guess.
No, they get more bumps than the one he's tattling on, probably.
Yes, ma'am. If, to you, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
I don't know what it would be. I don't know what difference it would be.
About pretty much the same
about
thing?
About the same thing, I guess.
Okay. Say if you have some flowers growing out in the front yard and you want to brighten up your living room a little bit, you might say, well, I think I'll go outside and
get me a bouquet.
Okay.